Okay, good morning everyone. My name is David, or David. I'm a research data scientist at the Alan Turing Institute. And today I will be talking about explainable forecasting from big weather data, rapid and sustainable solutions. Right, so data-driven weather prediction has progressed substantially over the past few years. And the reason is essentially that traditional physics-based forecasting is accurate, but is actually computationally very expensive. And a lot of open source data has been made available over the past few years, and as a result, many data-driven models, purely data-driven models, have come out. And some of these data-driven models can actually outperform these physics-based models for many standard forecast scores. Most of these data-driven models use a deep learning architecture, and they employ different approaches. For example, vision transformers, neural operators, or graph neural networks are typical approaches. For example, Google DeepMind GraphCast uses graph neural networks. And a lot of these models are trained on the publicly available ERA 5 dataset, which is the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasting, Atmospheric Reanalysis. And these are measurements of the global climate covering the period from the mid-20th century until today. And they contain hourly estimates of many, many variables, such as temperature, wind speed, precipitation, etc., on a lat-long grid at multiple pressure levels, so at multiple altitudes. And it's a huge data set. The whole thing has hundreds of terabytes. But just to give you an idea, a slice at a single pressure level of 500 hectopascals on the finest resolution of 0.25 degrees for a single variable temperature and for a time range of 20 years has a size of 730 gigabytes. And here I'm showing a slice of temperature at that pressure level, 500, on the 1st of January 2020. So this is roughly what the data set looks like. Right, so this was actually a side project that we did. We're developing a graph neural network model with the UK's Met Office as well, but we had a pause in the project and we decided to try a different approach. And we wanted to develop an inexpensive data-driven forecast model that could serve as a baseline for comparison, so sort of a benchmark. Having a similar role to persistence forecasting and climatology. So these are two metrics that are used to compare data-driven models against, which are very simple. Persistence forecasting essentially assumes that the weather forecast remains static for the whole of the forecast period. And climatology essentially assumes that the forecast is the same as the historical average for that particular date and time. So those are very simple models that are used to compare, that are used as benchmarks to compare data-driven models against. And we also wanted to develop a method that could deepen